inning should be over. Now the 1-2. Swung on, hit high in the air, deep center. Thomas is back, track, wall, gone! And the Yankees come flying out of the first base dugout. Soto just now starts his jog. A towering three-run home run to the right of center. What an at-bat for Soto. His third home run in this series. And the Yankees take advantage of an extra out due to the Rocchio error. And they lead it 5-2 here in the 10th. And that's why you just can't make a mistake defensively and give this lineup one more crack. What an incredible at-bat by Juan Soto. Wow.
We had an incredible weekend of baseball to go along with an incredible weekend of football. And the errors by Rocchio really cost Cleveland.
Yeah, and they can't afford to do it because you're built on defense and fundamentals and bullpen, you know, and so you got to be
perfect.
Errors
in the ALCS.
I know.
That's not good baseball.
It's fascinating though, man, to see all the stars show up and be as great as they've been. Like four of the biggest six stars in the postseason overall are still alive and are in this thing with Judge and Otani and Betts and Soto. And then there's Freddie Freeman, if he's healthy, is like a former MVP and an absolute brilliant hitter. And then
Garrett Cole.
Garrett Cole is certainly one of the top 5-7 pitchers in the game when he's healthy. And Giancarlo Stanton hits it harder and farther than anybody in the game when he's healthy and has for more than a decade.
Was that 117 miles per hour off the bat for his home run?
His at bat for the two-run homer that tied it on Saturday is behind 0-2 and finds a way to spit on three pitches and then, you know, gets a slider that's got too much of the plate. All the stars showing up in the biggest moment. I mean, those three guys of Judge and Stanton and Soto hit 9 homers in a 5-game series. And every one of them seemed to be massively important and come at a huge time.
The thing that continues to amaze me about Stanton, and I don't know if anyone else, like, this is just kind of a geeky baseball thing that I love about Stanton. The one where he hits 117, like that, clearly, like if he gets it and he knows that he's getting it, he can hit it a long way. What I find fascinating about him is when he gets fooled, when he is out on his front foot, sometimes out there so far that you're like, there's no way that he's going to be able to hit the ball at all. Not only does he hit the ball, he gets it over the wall. Like, yeah, that shouldn't be allowed. Like, you shouldn't be able to be that good at what it is that you're doing to be completely fooled and just be like, yep, watch this. Boop.
Certain star sluggers have just refined what they're doing to the extent that it becomes dependable. And it's amazing when you actually get a chance to watch it in focus. There's a reason that those dudes make what they make, and to have it actually show up. I feel like my entire baseball life has featured Yankees lineups with highly paid sluggers who are expected to do their job in the postseason. And very often they have not, going back for decades. Very often they're going out and buying dudes and they don't get it done. They're like, well, I don't know, it seemed like a good plan. And we laugh and we chortle. At least some of us who hate the evil empire will laugh and chortle. But here we are. Every one of those dudes actually showed up. Aaron Judge's salary is more than the entire lineup that Cleveland put out there. Just his salary alone. Soto's is close. Stanton's is close. All three of them are making 31 on the low end individually, you know? But they all just freaking dominated, and it matters. It's a bad offseason for the concept of responsible spending. It's a bad offseason for that when you've got Ohtani and Betts and Freeman and Soto and Stanton and Cole and Judge.
Even guys like Teoscar Hernandez.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of money that's being spent on the Dodgers roster overall.
Intelligent spending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough moment for intelligent spending right here. And it's
you know what's intelligent spending? Getting a bunch of guys who are really good at baseball, yeah. Putting them on one team.
I know. And I get it. I get the frustration, Jed, that they don't always end up delivering, and that's not always the wins, but very often they'll help you get there. And then often once you're there, they'll help you get over the top. I mean, the Phillies haven't been back, but it's not Bryce Harper's fault. It's not Kyle Schwarber's fault that the Phillies haven't been back.
When the Dodgers clinched last night, I found myself kind of reflexively going, what a year for Michael Kopech.
Yeah, oh my God.
Like, for real. Like, think about this, where when spring training breaks, he knows he's on a team that's probably going to lose 100 games. He probably never thinks we're going to be the worst team that's ever played. But he knows that they're probably going to lose 100 games. And then you get rescued.
Mm-hmm.
You have five really incredible last outings where you start to put things together as a White Sox. And then, hey, we found a trade partner. Would you be interested? Yes. We haven't even, it doesn't matter. Where are you sending me? To the Dodgers. What? Okay. How quickly can I get myself to the airport to join that? And he has continued to be a dominant pitcher. Those things that we worried about with Kopech in his career of like big moments. He had a bunch of big moments on his way to getting here, and he thrived in those opportunities.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to come. I flat out said it during the year that he wasn't somebody that I was going to want to feel comfortable trusting in big moments and in the playoffs, but he has been very, very good. A winning atmosphere, a confident atmosphere, and the tweaks that they made about his pitch usage have settled him down, whether that's just for now or whether it's lasting in the future. I hope it lasts for him. He's a likable guy. But he is mentally and emotionally settled as a pitcher in a way that I did not think was coming.
And to be fair to the White Sox, they're the ones who told him to mix the pitches up. And then he actually started listening before he left to go be with the Dodgers. And I know that one of the storylines is going to be the Dodgers fixed Michael Kopech. Well, yeah, partly.
No, he was more open to being fixed. And but there is something, there's more conversation there, but the games don't even start until Friday, so we've got time. I will say this, the star factor, this is only the sixth time that the two MVPs, likely MVPs, are both going to be in the World Series, because Shohei and Judge are going to win the MVPs. And this is up there with Buster Posey, Miguel Cabrera in 2012, Canseco and Kirk Gibson in 88, George Brett and Mike Schmidt in 80, like series like that. So even just the very biggest and brightest stars, baseball has those. And then it also has Soto and Betts and more.
Whole lot of MVPs in this World Series. We're going to talk with an MVP. Kurt Warner is going to talk ball with us next. Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.